Welcome back. Doing up a Tuesday here, August 19th. My name is Dablo here, coming to you from the radio. I've got a little bit of sunshine going on, 66 degrees. Well, once a month, we talk with our good friends over at the Leach Home. And the last time, we had the good fortune of talking with one of the residents at the Leach Home. We're going to do kind of follow that same format today. I've got Margo from the Leach Home on the phone with me. Margo, good morning.
Good morning.
How is everything going at the Leach Home? Catch us up. Everything good there?
We're all good here. We got one of our favorites with us here today, Glynis Maidenwalt.
Okay, well, get Glynis on the line here, and we'll talk.
All right, Glynis.
I'm ready.
Glynis, good morning. Good morning, and welcome to the morning show. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Well, you are a resident, Glynis, at the Leach Home. What can you tell me about daily life out there at the Leach Home? Are you enjoying your stay?
Oh, I love it. I think I died and went to heaven.
So you're getting good care each and every day. So what is like a typical day like for you out there at the Leach Home, Glynis?
Well, I thought when I came here I was going to sit in my rocking chair recliner and crochet all day. Wrong. The activities director keeps us so busy, she cuts into my crocheting time.
Well, Glynis, how many years have you been at the Leach Home?
Exactly 5 weeks.
5 weeks. Okay, so you are a new resident.
I'm the newbie.
I'm the new. Pardon?
What brought you to the Leach Home, Glynis?
I needed it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you were just looking for kind of for that round the clock care.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Okay.
I was getting to the point where things were really getting hard to do at home by myself.
Cooking and doing
my laundry. And
what did you like best about the Leach Home? Because there's other facilities, too. What attracted you to the Leach Home? What sold you on the idea?
Oh, their whole list of activities. Oh, they're great. Our activities director, she just cuts into my crocheting time, actually.
Well, you got time to figure that out. You will definitely work that into your daily schedule. So again, and being the newbie there, has it taken a while? Was it a big adjustment for you, or did you kind of fit into things quickly out there at the Leach Home?
Oh, I just fit right in. They just treated me like family from day one.
Is it like being at home with your family out there, Glynis?
Oh, yeah. I've got a big family now.
You do, yes. So would you recommend the Leach Home to other people that are maybe thinking about making that decision?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You all come and bring your rocking chair, your crochet hook, your pet, and your spouse if you got one.
There you go. Yeah, definitely bring the crochet hook because you'll stay busy doing that with you, right?
Yes.
Glynis, thanks so much for talking with us here this morning. Margo, if people are listening to this and they're thinking, yeah, I think I need to check out the Leach Home, what is the next step? How do they do that, Margo?
Come on in for a tour, and anyone here can show you around and give you some more information. We did just have one room open, so there is one room opening for a new friend, right, Glynis?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes. New
family members. We have room for one more here, so come on in and we can get you hooked up.
It is just that easy. Margo, Glynis, thank you so much for taking time today to talk with us, okay? Be well, and look forward to our conversation in September, okay?
Okay, well, thanks for having us.
Thank you
very much.
That is Margo and Glynis from the Leach Home. Margo's working there. Glynis, a newbie, a new resident, and sounds like she is enjoying things out there at the Leach Home. And we talk with our friends out at the Leach Home once a month here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.